your Bibles to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Now, I want to say this, and I really do mean it. I'm glad I ain't got to figure out everything about what's going to happen in heaven. Ain't you glad for that? And one of the things that I don't really understand about in heaven is there's very much going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And I don't know how big the table is, and I don't understand how all that's going to work just exactly, Brother John, but I do know this. I know in the types of that, when you start reading about the types of the marriage supper, the best type we have is in the book of Ruth, chapter number 2. And you got this old sweet Gentile, this Gentile that's going to be his bride, and she's sitting there right next to him. And it wasn't good no longer for her just to pick up a few pieces of corn off the ground. The Bible said that he reached the parched corn to her. Now, I don't know how that's going to work exactly in heaven, but I'll tell you, somehow or another, the Lord's going to be the one that's going to serve every last one of us, sitting at the biggest table that's ever been. He's going to be the guest of honor. Listen, friend, I'm not going to be sitting way down there where I can't get a glimpse of Christ. I don't know how that thing's going to work, but somehow in the midst of all of that, he's going to be in the midst of everything. Amen. And I'm sure looking forward to that. Ain't you looking forward to that? Thank God. Bible, book of Hebrews, chapter 11. You pray for us tonight. I start off having one message and I've got 10. So that's just the way it works. The longer you stay in the Bible, I guess, the more you get out of it. And I'm sure thankful that it works that way. Hebrews 11, one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. And we'll read just a little bit. I said Hebrews 11. That's not even where I meant to be at in your Bible. I want you to look with me in Romans 8. Romans 8. I could preach out of Hebrews 11 too and be happy. Amen. And I'll probably be there before the night's over. And it says so much about the same fellow that I'm looking at. I'm going to be in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8. I really do desire your prayers tonight. Pray God would help us say just what needs to be said. And to try to be a blessing and honor the Lord. And a man alive, it's good to be in the house of God. Amen. And I really do mean that. I mean, thank God I'd rather be here as anywhere I know. I thank God for the good singing, no doubt. And everything that everybody's putting. So the Bible says, Romans chapter number 8, verse number 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And thank God, let me say this. Everybody here that's saved by the grace of God, you will be conformed to the image of his Son. Amen. And God said it, and I believe it. Thank God. I believe Romans 8:29 as much as I believe Romans 8:28, as much as I believe John 3:16. Amen. I believe if you're born again by the good grace of God, that there's a God in heaven that will conform you unto the image of his Son. And I may not look like him just yet, but by and by I'm looking more like him. Amen. And one day I'll look just like him. Thank God. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Philippians 3:21, in case you want to know that. Here he goes on to say this. He said, be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Verse 31, man, I'm telling you what, it's been ringing in my heart from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed. He said, what shall we then say to these things? Man, what a question. And he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you one more time tonight. And to God, I'm so thankful for the songs of Zion. God, I'm glad for what the lenders sang. God, I'm glad tonight, the Lord Jesus, for what you let us hear. God, what a blessing it is to get to hear Miss Sheila sing again. And God, more than I like both of them sing it. God, I like the one they're singing about. God, I like how you use those songs. And God, that you bring us up to the message. And God, I like how, God, that you orchestrate all things, God. You work all things after the counsel of your own will. I'm glad, Lord, tonight in the house of God. Father, we don't have to be pumped or prying. God, when you got a living well on the inside of you, it seems to do the job just fine. And God, I'm glad that, Lord, that you let me come down one day and to get a drink of the living water. And I pray tonight if there's somebody here lost, God, you'd help them. I pray if there's somebody here lost, out of of fellowship. God, to get in fellowship. I pray, Lord, for those that are struggling. God, that you'd help them as they go on down the road. Lord, I pray all things for your glory and your honor, we pray. Asking you all these favors in Christ's name. And for his sake alone, I pray. Amen and amen. You may see that. I may mention there whenever we look at this passage, how that he lists off four faith. And he lists off a predestination. And again, when we say predestination, we believe it just like the Bible says it. I believe that everywhere you find predestination, you find the foreknowledge of God. That means the God who declares the end from the beginning. The God who knows all things. The God who knows the hairs on my head and the thoughts before I think of. The same God, thank God, that sits on his throne. And before there was ever a world, he was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And the same God that on Calvary that day, thank God, it wasn't man that put him there, but he had already agreed in a triune council way before the foundation of this thing, well before it ever took its first spin. It was a God in heaven, thank God, that had agreed he was going to die on a cross, and there wasn't nobody put him there. He said, I laid down my life, thank God, and if I lay down my life, I will raise it again. Amen. Thank God, there's nobody took it. He gave it. Amen. And the good shepherd died for the sheep. Up until that time, you understand. Thank God, we might not never get there tonight. But I'll say this, up until that time, it had always been a sheep dying for the sinner. But boy, on that day, thank God, it was a shepherd dying for the sheep. I mean, listen, friend, who ever heard of such a thing? That the shepherd said, I lay down my life that my sheep might live. I say, thank God. And so you find, yes, a predestination, but it's according to the foreknowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the best representation, we said, he's four parts here. He's four men in Genesis, and they equal out to be the same. And God shows up a picture, and God shows us a portrait, and God shows us a type. Let me say this to you, God has never changed his mind on how salvation works. He's never had to. Thank God, it's always been by the blood. It's always been by the Lamb. God's never had to back up. He's never had to have another means, thank God. It's always been the same way. Thank God, always has been. If you get saved, it always will be by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so I'd say this to you, friend. Thank God, when you see Abraham, and you see Abraham out there, and he's in the Ur of the Chaldees, I'd see four or five things tonight, and I'll be done. I'd say, first of all, I want to say this to you. When we start looking at how God's for us, I want to say God's for us in the call. Thank God, it couldn't be any clearer. When God calls a sinner unto himself, listen, I'm glad plain English. Look here, it's easy understood. The Bible says it real plainly. Way back in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, and it says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, he said, get thee out of thy country. That's pretty plain, amen. God didn't say, thank God, a whole bunch of things. That's what he said. He said, you need to get out of where you are, amen. I thank God when you find old John the Baptist, he said, oh, listen, you generation of vipers, you better flee from the wrath to come. That's pretty plain, ain't it, amen? Thank God, you better get out. You better get out. You better get out. I'm saying this, the Bible teaches us time and time again. It says, thank God, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Who can make that straight which is crooked? There ain't nobody, thank God, but one. Amen. The Bible's real plain, friend. And when you take your last breath in Luke 16, you'll either open your eyes up in the devil's hell or to be absent in this body. Yes, to be present with the Lord. Thank God, that's plain. I'm glad God didn't mince any words about what salvation is. And Nathaniel, and he didn't change his mind about how to get in, thank God. He said, neither is there salvation in any other.
thank God that's plain, amen. He said, neither is there salvation any other, for there's none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. If you get saved, thank God. If you go to heaven, John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Amen. And thank God you can't come to him except the Father would send him, draw you. He said, and I'll raise him up the last day. And thank God. I said it again this week. And John 6:37. And thank God, I'm glad whosoever comes to him, he made us a promise. He made us a promise. He said, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. I'm saying this real. Boy, that's plain. Amen. God couldn't have made salvation any clearer. If you're trying to get to heaven any other way, you will not make it. Amen. It ain't going to happen, thank God. God don't have a consolation prize. He ain't got a lesser place. There's a fellow coming to the drugstore the other day, and when he walks in, he's talking about how his health was a felony. And this is what he said. He said, Brother Kevin, he said, we're getting old and we're going to die. I said, dying ain't bothering me none. That second I leave here, thank God, I'll be better off than I ever have been. I said, listen, when you die, what's going to happen, friend? He said, oh, I'm not going to go to heaven. He said, I'm just going to stay here and I'm going to haunt my children. I said, not an option, amen. And not an option, Brother John. And thank God, Brother Pap, and there's not a C, and there's only an A and a B, amen. Either heaven or hell, thank God. And that's how there is. And you say, preacher, what about ghosts? And thank God, the only ghost in this Bible is the Holy Ghost, amen. And that's all there is. And thank God, listen, I'm saying this, friend. And you say, what do people say? And thank God, I find demons all throughout this Bible. I find evil spirits all throughout this Bible. But the only ghost is the Holy Ghost, amen. And there's no walking around. And there's no home, thank God. Hey, listen, God help us. Praise God, hear me today, friend. I'm not worried about Halloween. The night before to the night after it. Somebody don't know. Brother Creston will attest to this. When we was down in Africa, I got a curse put on me by a little African in Zambia. He was drunk. And I said, do you know the Lord? He said, I know the Lord. I said, listen. I said, tell my interpreter. I said, you tell him that I said he's a liar and that God said he's a liar. And my interpreter said, now wait, what? I said, you tell him what I said and that God said he's a liar. And so did I. And that interpreter told him that. And he starts stomping on the ground doing some nonsense. I said, what's he doing? He said, he's cursing your whole family. And look at me, friend. You can't curse what God's already blessed, amen. Wasting your time, neighbor. Wasting your time, thank God. I said, oh, you want to. That'll not change my destination. It's not altering me one iota. I'm telling you, thank God, when it comes time to die, I'll make a straight shot to heaven. There's no purgatory. There's none of that nonsense. I'm not waiting on somebody to pray me out or pay me out. The redemption's done been paid. I'm going to heaven, amen. Oh, yes, I'm saying this. Thank God Abraham sat in that place and the call couldn't have been any clearer than what the call was. If God's for us, he'll make it clear, amen. You ought to thank God that you hold in your hands a Bible and God made it clear, amen. He made it clear, thank God. I'm glad I ain't got to go on how I feel. I ain't got to go, thank God, on what I think. I'm glad I can go on the Word of God and what thus saith the Word of God. I'm glad this right here, and this book right here, and this Bible right here, and this is what anchors our soul to the nether world, friend. And this is the hope we have. And this is the truth that's written. It's clear, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, thank God. I'm saying this, friend, to you, listen. And the first thing I thought about Abraham's life is if God be for us concerning the call, it couldn't be any clearer than what it is. But I say this to you secondly, if God be for us like Abraham in the covenant, it couldn't be any surer than what it is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, of this covenant that I'm locked into. It couldn't even be me any more sure than what it is right now. Hey, that good Brother Matt, thank God. I'm glad I ain't worried about if I'm saved today and lost tomorrow. And then I'm in one day and I'm out the next. I'm glad, thank God. Listen, friend, and you understand by the good grace of God that in Genesis chapter 15, and when God wanted to make a covenant about Abraham and how he had, according to the foreknowledge, predestined him, and you understand that he told Abraham, he said, get everything ready. But praise God, when it came time to make that covenant, he said a deep sleep fell on Abraham. He got dark, thank God. Hey, Mary, you know what the only thing Abraham did? That's the only thing you and I do. He had cut up the lamb. He cut up the rams and the sacrifice. And that shows us that it was for our sins that the sacrifice was given. And they had what they called a blood path. And when they got in that place, Brother Chase, they made a compact. And they made a covenant. And they'd sat there. And there'd be a bloody pathway. And the two men would hold hands. And they'd walk on the bloody pathway. And that said, this covenant can't be broken. But I'm telling you, any covenant made with you can be broke. And so God didn't make it with us. Amen. And thank God there's a smoking furnace. And there's a burning lamp. And the Bible said whenever Abraham laid down, he saw that smoking furnace. And he saw that burning lamp. And they joined together. And they walked the bloody path. And you got a picture of the bloodshed of Christ on the ground. And the lamb that was slain. And you got a picture of the Holy Ghost and the smoking furnace. And the Lord Jesus Christ in the burning, or God the Father in the burning lamp. All three in one, thank God. And they walked that day and they made a covenant amongst themselves. Amen. Yeah. He'll say, what difference that made? That means I'm not saved based on how I bargained. Amen. Had no listen, thank God. Hey, so many came to God. Hey, say, Lord, if you'll do this, we'll do that. And then thank God, well, before they've ever made it out the house, they've already broken their covenant. Hey, you ain't lived straight enough since you've been saved to stay saved. Amen. Amen, thank God. Amen, praise God. And listen, thank God. I'm telling you, you ain't never lived straight enough how to keep your own salvation. And you say, well, how you kept? I'm glad the Bible records it for me. I'm kept by the power of God. And you say, what's that look like? It looks like I'm washed in the blood. And thank God, listen. And my life is hid with Christ in God. And the way I understand it, and the blood's washed me. And God positioned me in Jesus. And Jesus positioned me in His Father's hands. And thank God, around His Father's hands, I'm sealed by the Spirit until the day of redemption. And none of that's what I think. And that's what the Bible says. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Thank God. And thank God I point you to every one of them. At John chapter 10. Ephesians chapter number 4. I'm glad to say and report to you tonight that what God said about it, God still means. Amen. Oh yes. I'm saying this. I'm glad I'm in a sure covenant. Ain't you? If I could have got out of it, I probably, thank God, would have managed. As wicked as we are, I'd have figured out a way how to get out of it. But I want to give you good news tonight. And the Bible says specifically about this covenant right here in Hebrews chapter number 6. He said, wherefore God being willing had to show unto the heirs of counsel of the immutability of His promise, the Bible said, and by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, and that they might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, and to lay hold of the hope set before us, and which hope, thank God, we have. I added the thank God, but it's a good name, man. I mean, listen, thank God, and which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, and both sure and steadfast. If you skip back about four verses, it said, thank God, God, when He could swear by no higher, He swore by Himself, amen. And that's how I know, thank God, and the covenant's not between me. And the covenant's between God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they made an unbreakable bond. And they made an unbreakable covenant. And I thank God, you say, preacher, how'd you get in? I got in the only way you can get in. And thank God, I got in by the door, amen. I got in by the door. And you said, can't you get out? And Noah couldn't get out, and I can't either, amen. Amen. Door shut. sealed by the Holy Ghost. That's pretty good. Hey, man. I'm glad tonight I'm in a covenant that's sure. I'm glad God's for us in the covenant, ain't you? Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I've let down more people than I can shake a stick at. And you probably have too. Amen. And I broke more promises. Listen, I try to do the best I can, Brother Chase. That's the best I can do. Each time somebody say something about I ought to have done something, I'll think, man, I forgot all about that. And I told them that I would. But I'm glad they ain't never happened to God, not one nary time. Ain't never been a time that God in heaven said, man, I forgot about it. Listen, let me move on here and let me say this. And whenever it comes, God's for us. And whenever it came to that, when it came to the calling and he couldn't make it any clearer, that God's for us, thank God. We get this place. That God couldn't make the covenant any more sure. I'm glad whenever it comes to that conversion of our souls, I'm glad God couldn't have made it any easier, amen. And I look up here, friend. That God didn't come and do all the hard part. That's so that you still got to do the hard part. And the hard part's done been done, amen. He's done already done on the cross of Calvary. That Brother Creston, when he paid for my sins, and when he was wounded for my transgression, and was bruised for my iniquity, and with his stripes I'm healed. Everything Christ done on the cross of Calvary, and that's the hard part. Our part's the easy part, amen. Say, how easy is it? I tell you what the Bible says. I don't really much think matter what we think. Now, does it? Don't you guess that's right? I tell you what the Bible says about it. This is how he says it in Romans chapter number 4. I'm talking again about Abraham. Talking about Abraham Nathaniel. Talking about Abraham Tanner. That's what it said about Abraham. It said Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. And thank God. I got to thinking about that. I sat on my porch just thinking about it today. And I got happy all over again. I'm glad that's the way he said it. If he would have said Abraham paid God and thank God and it was counted unto him for him righteousness, I'd think, man alive, I ain't got enough money in my pocket. I thank God if it said Abraham saw God, I would think, man, I ain't never saw God. Amen. And look at me. I don't care what nobody else says. Look up here at me. Everybody look up here at me. Let me help you right here. All these reprobates on TBN and in Jamestown and everywhere else they're at, if they say they've seen God, they are liars, amen. Take it to the bank, they're liars, amen. Hey, listen, they're not pretty good guys. They're heretics that are liars, amen. False prophets and deceivers, amen. That's what they are, thank God. I can say, somebody look at you and say, I wouldn't have said that, and I know you wouldn't have. That's why I'm preaching, amen. While you're listening, thank God. And they are deceivers, amen. Oh, yes, you mark that down straight and tall. I'm saying this, if he had to see God, and we ain't never seen God, amen. If he said, heard the audible voice of God, I've heard God speak on the inside of my heart just like Tanner talking about. I thank God for that. But I've never heard the voice of God, amen. And you ain't neither, amen. Listen to me, let me throw this in reverse. Just to make sure y'all understand what I'm saying. And that my English be real plain too. Hey, you ain't never heard the voice of God neither, amen. Hey, anybody I ever heard say it, hey, say this is what God said. How about the voice they say don't sound nothing like the voice that it says in this Bible. I'm going to say this, friend. And so when he talks like the voice of many waters and many thunders, and thank God he come near to hearing thunder sound. How to hear the voice of God and what? And this, look here, you don't need a new word, amen. Just get your face in the 31,102 verses God already gave you, amen. Need nothing new. Why does everybody need something new today? Thank God. God preserved this. He didn't give nothing to Joseph Smith. Amen. He didn't get nothing. A hallucination, that's what he had. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen. We got the Bible. You say that's not enough, then it never will be. If this ain't enough, nothing ever will be that God does. Everything we believe, everything we are, everything we have, this right here, came out of this. Amen, 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 amen. I want you to hear me. I'm just simply saying this, friend. You come to this place, I sure am glad it come to our salvation. God couldn't have made it any easier than what he made it. He didn't say, you pay me, you see me, you hear me, you touch me, you handle me. Not none of those things. Aren't you glad to salvation? Listen, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. That helps me. You know what happened for me to get saved? I just believed God. Amen. I just believed God. Thank God. I just believed everything he said about himself. I believed the record God said in the book of Isaiah. Who hath believed our report? And I raised my hand and said, I believe it. Amen. Right here, thank God. I believe what you said. I believe you lived the perfect life. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he lived sinless. I believe he didn't just parlay. I believe he was sinless. I believe he never talked back to his parents. I believe he never had a bad thought. I believe he never misspoke. I believe he never done nothing wrong. I believe he lived a perfect, a sinless life. He done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He died a perfect, sinless death. And on the third day, he got up in a perfect and sinless way. He went back to the Father where he sits at the right hand of God. Guess what? Still perfect, still sinless. Amen. That's God. Amen. I'm saying this to you. If God's for you, who be in you? God's for me. God's for us even in our course. If God's for us in our course, it couldn't get no sweeter. Hey, man, you say, preacher, my life could get sweeter. It ain't over yet. Say, I'm in a bitter spot. Hold tight. Hold on. I'm about to run. I feel like somebody's about to go to sleep on me. I'm not sure what disconnect is on somebody there. Let me say this to you. You know what's amazing about the Lord and the foreknowledge of God? Everybody stay tuned to this. Everybody listen to me real good. This will help you down the road somewhere. You get by yourself and you get a spot. Y'all understand that whenever God saved Abraham, he knew he was going to mess up with Hagar. He knew ever wrong he was ever going to do. And guess what? He saved him anyhow. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, you say, man alive. Man alive. I think we ought to be hurt over sin. Don't you think so? I think if you can just keep living in sin, doing whatever you want to do, that's probably a real good indication you ain't never been saved. Do y'all think that's right? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it's right. I believe what the Bible says. Amen. You ought to believe what the Bible says too. Sit wrong. Listen, thank God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 9. Now the left. Hey, it says same thing. Same thing. If you just keep on going on sin and doing whatever you want to do, that's a real good indication. And if you do it without chastisement, listen, you know what the Bible's real plain? Yep. I mean, nobody likes that terminology, but God put that in there to be real clear so that everybody know if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, you are a bastard and not a son. That's what God said. What God said. Let me repeat that one. That's what God said. Not Kevin, what God said on the matter. Amen. Think that's right? Now, ain't it a blessing that God, he looked ahead of time. And he saw every time Abraham messed up. That's how we're secure, Brother Josh. Like folks who don't believe that, they feel like that what they done caught God off by surprise. God didn't know I was going to apostatize. What? What? How does that even make sense? How does it even make sense? If that's who you're going to be, listen, friend, God wouldn't ever save you if that was the case. Somebody ought to help me on that. But I'm glad that God will save people despite some stops in Haran when they're disobedient. Oh, Abraham, he just went about halfway one time. I guess ain't nobody here ever went halfway. Anybody about halfway interested in worship tonight? Amen. Somebody ought to help me on that, thank God. One of them half-hearted hand raises. One of them half-hearted amens, it's under your breath. You don't want to scare nobody around. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. He was halfway there. He was disobedient, amen. God saved him anyhow. God's for you, even when you're disobedient, who can be against you? Amen. Don't you use this license sin. That's not my point. No. Don't you walk out of here saying it was. Y'all know I hate that. I'm going to say this. Even not only when there's some Harans, even when there's some Hagars. When you've doubted the plan of God and your life messed up what you thought God's plan was.
Amen.
Listen, let me. Yeah. I love you. You know that.
Amen.
I want y'all to understand this. You understand that Abraham even trying to mess up the plan of God could not mess up the plan of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Right. Yes.
You know why? Because God works it from this way.
Yeah.
Back that way.
Yeah.
We work from that way this way.
Yeah.
God said, no. No, that's not. When you know the end from the beginning, you start with the answer and work backwards to the problem. You said, how far does the answer go out? Read the back of the book. God started from Revelation 22, went backward to Genesis 1. You're going from Genesis 1 forward. That's not how God works. So even whenever there's some Hagars and some real ugly places in your life, there's a God in heaven who was still for you when he saved you. When there's some Harans, when there's some Hagars, I couldn't think of another one, Joey, so I say it like this. Even when there's some hey nows. You ever been in one of them places where you say, hey now, what are you doing? What, wait, hope, hey! Even when I've had some of them hey now moments. Listen, I'm talking about them moments when you didn't trust God and you went 250 miles down to Egypt from Bethel. You ain't never went the wrong way. You've always been on. Been heading for the bullseye since I got saved, preacher. But ain't it a blessing to know even then, even whenever Abram was down in Egypt, even when he was outside of the will of God, even when he tried to offer up his own wife to Pharaoh, there was a God who was so for him that he came down and talked to Pharaoh and he said, you better not touch that woman.
You better believe it. Yes, sir.
He said, that right there, I'm for him.
Yeah.
And you better not be against him.
Yep.
Amen.
Is that Bible or not Bible?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to build up your faith in this thing. If God's for us, who can be against us? Nobody, that's right, thank God. Nobody. Joey, bullseye, hey, hammer on the nail. Nobody, thank God. Amen. Listen, let me say this. Oh, Abraham had some pretty bitter moments. But man, it got real, real sweet. When he's walking on the down Moriah, and he's got Isaac arm in arm.
Right.
And he looks over at his boy and he says, man, I about lost your mama down in Haran.
Yeah.
He said, I about messed up the will of God for my life with old Ishmael. He said, right here I thought I was going to lose you. He said, man, God's been sweet.
Yeah.
I would have loved, I'd give one of my favorite, it's not even in the Bible, Brother Bill, I would have liked to have been Sarah that day, at least in their little tent, when they came walking back in. And they said, you ain't going to believe it, you ain't going to believe it.
Yeah.
Abraham said, honey, I didn't tell you this. This is a Kevinism.
Yeah.
Listen to me. So, honey, I didn't tell you this, but I was going to kill our boy today.
Right.
And Isaac said, Mama, I didn't tell you, but I was going to lay my life down. He wasn't going to have to take it. She said, how'd you get back here? She said, man, there's a God who is for us.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
And there's a God who, despite every mistake we'd ever made,
right,
he went ahead and put that ram down there. And he done all of that before he ever called. Before, listen, Genesis 22 was already played out in the mind of God before Genesis 12 ever happened.
That's right.
All right, listen, I'm going to be done. I'm trying to be done. Listen, when this course is over, God's 4-hour course, and I'll promise you at this, at the end of this thing, at the completion of this, we'll say, man, it couldn't have been no better. Abraham held one boy, held little Isaac in his arms, and God said, that fella right there is a promised seed. And he said, in blessing, I'll bless thee. In multiplying, I'll multiply thee. He said, more than the stars in the heaven, more than the sand on the shore. And you know, Abraham starts saying, man, that's just one. Now, I don't know, Dad. I don't know at what point in time that God let Abraham in on this. But Sheila, oh, you couldn't pick. I love you. You couldn't pick a better song. Because in Revelation 5:11, they're all up there and it says, man, I seen the angels and the beasts and the elders around the throne. And he said, and the number of them is 10,000 times 10,000. I looked that up. Y'all know that I'm not a Greek guy. I don't even know what got me on this bill, but I looked it up and I thought, I wonder what that word means. In Latin, it says, I just think it's pretty. It says, myriades, myriadon. 10,000 times 10,000. And what it said was this. It said, even though it's a large number, it's not an infinite number.
Right.
And I thought, but God didn't end his equation there.
Right.
He said 10,000 times 10,000.
Yeah.
And thousands. You know what God's saying? He said, hey, Abraham, look up there. I don't know what the number of stars is, but they're not infinite. These folk act like there's only going to be 5 or 10 in heaven. Listen, I got news for you, friend. Thank God, there's going to be more than you could ever number. And Abraham standing on the shore of the fair banks of heaven.
Yeah.
He had to look back and say, man, God, I didn't know how you was going to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you this. God just got on me, helping me. You know what else it says about him? I about left my favorite part of that verse out. Hallelujah. I love you too. That's what he said. He said, and he shall possess the gate of his enemies. That's what it said. And I thought over there in Revelation chapter 1, he says, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that has the keys of death and of hell. Listen, heard Buster Seaton say this one time. Donnie, it made me so happy. He said, he's a pretty poor businessman who don't even have the keys to his own business.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You know who possesses the gate?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying this. All this, I'm done. I'm done preaching. If God done that for him, I mean, and he did.
Yes,
all of it.
Yeah.
There's not a place in Abram's life that he can't say, man, God was for me here. God was for me here. God's for me here. And now right now. I'll tell you how much God was for him. And whenever he died and went to paradise, everybody else who died went to his bosom for a while. I wish somebody helped me on that. I ain't trying to shipwreck you, but that's what it says, ain't it?
Amen.
What happened when Lazarus died? Where'd the angels take him?
Yeah.
I didn't make that up. I didn't pull that out of my pocket. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Carried him unto Abraham's bosom, amen.
Yeah.
Everyone that come in, John. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna have to leave me alone. I'm about to get real happy. Everyone that came in, son, everyone that came in, God said, told you. Told you. Told you. Told you. Told you. And then one day one came in, he said, I'm the seed you've been looking for. And he said, I'm going to take all them and you. And we're going to get out of here and we're heading on to heaven. Amen. Man, listen, and every time somebody here got saved, I'm just listen, I'm done. Stand your feet. You know I'm done. If you're here and you're saved, God's for you even in the bitter spots. Even in the hard spots. And if you're here and you're not saved, God's worked all things. It's amazing to me that you'd even be sitting here on a Wednesday night lost and you don't know God, trying to figure out how you even got to this place. And it's absolutely no coincidence that you're here. There's God in heaven for you. Come listen, play. Whatever he's going to sing, you're going to sing some song. Whatever's going to happen, you just play, it's fine. I don't know where you stand at. But if you're here in this place and you're doubting what God's ever done for you, I'm promising you what God said's right.